Time to talk some boxing. I'm fired up to do it. Love the sport. I'm joined right now by the former IBF welterweight champion. He is the number one WBC welterweight contender. He is 28-2-1, 17 wins by knockout. Garcia v. Porter for the WBC 147-pound belt, September 8th. It is live on Showtime. We are joined right now by Sean Porter. Sean, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you.
You too, Sean. Great talking to you. Thank you very much. Now, we're about a week away from you stepping into the ring in Brooklyn. First things first, Sean, how is your camp been going, and how eager are you to get back into the ring and face Danny Garcia for the WBC belt?
Well, I'm glad camp is pretty much over. We worked very hard throughout the camp, and especially in the last 2 weeks. We've flew in about six different sparring partners, another coach, and Barry Hunter, who has also going up against Danny Garcia with his fighter, Lamont Peterson. So I think we're full loaded. We're ready to go.
All right, so styles make fights. We know this. You've made absolutely no secret of the fact that this is a fight that you've wanted for a long time. Is it because you've wanted to fight Danny Garcia for a long time, or is it because you want another shot at that 147-pound belt for a long time?
Well, it's like you said, styles make fights. I think when I first began calling out Danny Garcia, it was specifically to fight him. I thought that my style was better than his, and I had everything that it took to beat him. Since then, Keith Thurman went on to beat him, but after Keith relinquished his WBC title, for me, it all became about the WBC title. So I feel like I'm getting the two-for-one here with Danny Garcia and fighting for the WBC as well.
Sean Porter joining us. Now, you've also said that you're going to force him to fight you and to make him do things that he does not like to do or is not used to doing in a fight. As you watch him, what are some of those things that he's not used to doing that you think you can take advantage of?
All of it, and I'm bringing it all to the ring. I think the two biggest things in boxing, actually, I think, number one, you have to be able to box, you know, going backwards. And, you know, if somebody's coming at you, you got to be able to turn and fight and make them miss. I don't think he's very good at that. And you know, my style is one that's very aggressive and, you know, come right at you for 12 rounds. And I think the other thing as well is when a guy is moving away from you, you got to be able to catch that guy, get up on him, and create offense. And I don't think he's good at that either. I don't think he's very good at creating offense unless the guy's right in front of him. So we're going to use it all. We're going to attack him in each and every way. And we won't leave it up to the judges. We're going in there to knock him out.
Sean Porter joining us. All right, then. So after he beat Brandon Rios back in February, you jumped in the ring and you started jaw with Danny. How were you, or what were you feeling in that moment, and what do you make of the way he responded to it?
Well, I knew he was going to be in Vegas. I live here. And I was like, man, that's prime time for me to, you know, make a statement. And, you know, I didn't know I was going to be getting into the ring until that night. And I made up my mind that I wanted to get in the ring and call him out in front of all the fans in Vegas and the millions that were watching. And, you know, I was wanting him to respond exactly the way he did. Say, come on, let's do it. Come on, let's do it. And, you know, obviously, anyone who saw it, he didn't exactly say it that way. But, you know, basically what I wanted him to do was accept the fight in that moment. And I think that's kind of what pushed everything forward to make this fight happen.
Porter v. Garcia, that fight's coming up. Sean Porter, my guest. Hey, Sean, you know the deal. When you fight Danny Garcia, in the lead-up to the fight, Danny's father is going to say some crazy outlandish things, like what he said about Keith Thurman. I mean, what do you make of what his dad has said, and how do you make sure you don't let that get under your skin?
You know, I'm tough. For me, it doesn't matter what you say outside the ring. We get paid to get in the ring and fight. So I'm not worried about any of the antics coming from the Garcia camp. And I've had some fun along the way as well. You know, I dressed up as his dad on Instagram one day and did a little video, and also, you know, dressed up as Macho Man Randy Savage and called out Danny Garcia. I've had some fun, and I saw just recently I have had Shane Mosley in camp with me this week, and we were going through some things, and there was a video camera on, some video footage got out, and his dad, in turn, did something, I think, about 2 days ago on Twitter, releasing a video kind of mimicking me and Shane Mosley. So I hope it stays this way, just fun and pure competition. If it turns in the other way, I'm sure my dad will be right there to handle it.
Hey, dude, I got to ask you something. Man, you are loose. You are loose. You're confident. You're having fun. You're enjoying the process. Are you like this before all your fights, much less one this big?
Especially this one. I've had a few opportunities to do commentary for boxing, and before each segment that I've done, I've always reminded myself, just have fun, be loose, just have fun. And that's kind of what I started doing with this fight in particular. I continued to tell myself, you know, just have fun with this and stay loose and enjoy the moment. I think that, you know, fighting is so serious and boxing is so serious. Oftentimes we don't get to have fun when it's time to enjoy it, you know. So I've been doing my best to do that. And, you know, the night of the fight, I expect to be dominant and hopefully have fun in the ring as well.
Sean Porter joining us. You mentioned social. Now, in your Twitter bio, you have Northeast Ohio's own. I know you take a ton of pride in your roots. So what's it mean to you to be from Northeast Ohio and to represent the area on the international stage?
You know what, man? I keep telling everybody this year I want to get on the Browns football field. I've never been on the field, and it would just mean so much to me to be able to take that WBC title back home to Cleveland and actually get on the field with it. That's something that I dream of doing. I'm a big football fan and a humongous Cleveland Browns fan as well. So I'm doing this first and foremost for myself. This is one of my goals that I created for myself when I turned pro. And so that's first. But, you know, second thing is to get back home with this belt and, you know, kind of towed it around a little bit. That's something I never do. So I'm looking forward to having fun.
Garcia V. Porter for the WBC 147-pound belt, September 8th, live on Showtime. Sean, before you go, let me ask you about 2010, 2011. You went to the Philippines to spar with Manny Pacquiao. What was that experience like, and what did you take away from those trips?
We still talk about Manny in camp. That's that whole trip. And I have two different camps. Amounted to a lot of learning and amounted to a lot of fun, but also it amounted to us understanding, well, me, myself, understanding, you know, how it really is done to prepare for a championship fight. He worked extremely hard, and, you know, that's what I do, you know. So even in camp now, I'm still kind of mimicking the things I would see him do or say or how I would see him act, because I feel like he, in a lot of ways, was the epitome of a world champion.
Hey, one more guy, if not him, I know you'll agree with this. You're a student of the sport, so you understand. And back in May, you had a chance to wish Marvin Hagler a happy birthday. You've called him your favorite fighter. Man, Hagler was something else. He was unbelievable. What was it that you respected and liked so much about him?
I'll tell you what, man. He just became my favorite boxer when I was about 10 years old. I saw a lot in him, what I wanted to do myself. He was, to me, the greatest boxer puncher in the game. That means he could box you from the outside, hit you with punches from the outside. He was fast, but he was also strong and mean. He would come right at you, and oftentimes you wouldn't be able to stand up to it. And I absolutely loved it. So my first opportunity getting to meet him, I told him, you know, how much he meant to me and my career and the things that I do, my style, so on and so forth. And in turn, he actually shocked me and told me that I'm one of his favorite fighters now, you know. So him and I have become very cordial and have been able to meet up on a few different occasions and have a lot of fun. So for me to tell him happy birthday was just icing on the cake to what I've been able to do with him so far in my lifetime.
It's one of the great controversies of the sport. The decision did not go his way. Where did he come out, Sean? Do you think that he beat Ray Leonard?
I thought he'd be Ray. And being a Ray Leonard fan as well, that fight for me is really hard to score. I always put myself in Marvin Hagler's position because I've been there before when you have, you know, decisions that don't go your way or whatever. I just tried to learn from that experience. You know, a lot of people say that Leonard was stealing rounds at the end of each round. And so that's something that, as a young fighter, you learn from. You learn that, you know, obviously you can't take your foot off the gas pedal, but in those last 10 to 20 seconds, if you really do, you know, put your foot on the gas pedal, it will leave a lasting impression on the judges. And so, you know, I can't say enough of how prepared I am for this fight. inside and out.
Sean, last thought about that. Ray Leonard, I think you made a great point. Remember, he would steal rounds at the end of rounds because he would have those great flurries and finishes, and it would make an impression upon the judge. Think about Ray Leonard, man. He was such an amazing athlete and like a really handsome guy, like kind of like he had that young pretty boy kind of thing. But the fact is, man, he had so much heart and so much grit. Like, how courageous and how tough a fighter was Ray Leonard, aside from everything he could do athletically?
Ray was just he's so different as a boxer. He just was really, really different. He could have fun. He was so flashy and, like you said, and very handsome as well, because was intelligent and articulate, could speak, you know. So he had in his time what a lot of fighters didn't have, and I think that also helped him in, you know, in being as successful as he was inside the ring and also outside the ring. And I think that's one difference in the fighters now. I think you'll see that a lot of us were – you know, we're not so much pretty boys, but you know, we're handsome, and you know, we speak a lot, you know, a lot better than they did back in the day. I think a lot of fighters now, you know, take full advantage of the opportunities and education and things like that. So I think there's more fighters out there that you'll find that are and could be compared to Ray Leonard than there were in his day.
Sean Porter, my guest. Dude, I could talk boxing with you for the rest of the hour, but I'll cut you loose. Meanwhile, the fight is live on Showtime, September 8th, WBC 147-pound belt, Garcia v. Porter. Sean, great job. Really nice to have you on the program. You handled that like a boss. Good luck in the ring, and I hope we can do it again soon.
I hope so, too, man. Absolute pleasure speaking to you today. Take care.
You too, Sean. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Really well done. Really well done.